Longtime peace activist Mark Colville was convicted in September of 5 misdemeanor charges related to his December 2013 protest against drone warfare conducted by the 174th Attack Wing of the Air National Guard at the Hancock Air Force Base in upstate New York. At his sentencing hearing on December 3rd in Syracuse, New York, Judge Robert Jokel told Colville in a pretrial conference that if he declined to accept the plea bargain offered and was convicted in court, he, the judge, would sentence him to the maximum of just over 2 years in prison. Colville, who with his wife Luz runs the Amistad Catholic Worker House of Hospitality in New Haven, Connecticut, is the father of 4 children. He's been arrested for peace actions many times over the years. In this case, the judge decided not to sentence Colville to jail time because he said it would serve no purpose to do so. Instead, some conditions were attached to his release, and the failure to comply with them could send him to jail. Conditions included not being arrested in New York State for a period of 1 year, payment of a fine of more than $1,000, and providing the court with a DNA sample. Colville, however, was defiant and said he had no intention of complying with the court-imposed conditions. Several other activists in the anti-drone protest movement in New York State have been sentenced to jail time over the past year. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhu spoke with Colville shortly after his conditional release. Here he explains that his protest took place in the context of a broader movement to end drone warfare and wants the focus to remain on the victims of U.S. drone attacks.
This was a nice outcome for me, but the drone attacks continue. And just yesterday, in fact, 4 people were slaughtered in a house by a drone strike. So we still have a lot of work to do, and particularly at that drone base, the people are continuing to organize and to try to resist the crimes that are being committed.
Do you have any idea what the judge meant when he said it would, quote, serve no purpose, unquote, to sentence you to jail or to supervise probation?
There have been a steady stream of trials going on in that court, half of them presided over by him, and then there's another judge there as well. And the penalties have been getting progressively worse. I mean, they just sentenced a 76-year-old former school teacher to 3 months and then 3 years of supervised probation. And then a grandmother of 3 was given a year for a charge that under which I was also convicted. In fact, I was convicted on 5 separate charges for simply peacefully walking to the front gate of the base with a written plea from an Afghani man whose family members were killed in a drone strike. And, you know, for that I was tried and convicted on 5 separate charges. So, well, I mean, what that means, I don't know what it means. It certainly means that the judge has been acting a bit erratically.
Mark Colville, when protesters are arrested for misdemeanors, they often just pay a fine rather than go to trial and risk jail time. Since you've done this several times in the past, you obviously see value in going to court. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, well, specifically in this particular case, this man, Raz Muhammad is his name, he had written a plea to the courts in the United States and to the government and military to stop the drone attacks. And in this handwritten letter of his, you know, he explained what had happened to his family, you know, victims of a drone strike. His brother-in-law was killed and several of his friends. And so he was describing that and what life was like for the family now, you know. So we went to the base with the plea, and to my mind, I wanted the plea to be heard in court. I wanted his letter to be read in court. And in fact, I was able to have his letter read in its entirety in open court as I cross-examined one of the military personnel who had taken the stand as a witness against me. In general, when I do acts of civil resistance, it's very important to me to go to court because really, I mean, the courts in so many cases, the courts are acting in concert with the government and the military in the perpetuation, not only perpetuating these injustices, but legitimizing them. In the case of drones and interventionary war and all, I mean, it has to do with the courts ignoring the law. They ignore not only applicable law, but superseding law, you know, like constitutional and international law, which forbid the kinds of attacks that the United States is perpetrating with drones. And so, to me, it's an essential part of the witness and the action to be in court, to go to court and to put the question to the court members and to the judge particularly, to take the responsibility, you know, of applying the law. In other words, this case is not about somebody trespassing on a military base. It's not about disorderly conduct or those you know, any of those other petty little charges that they want to exclusively focus on. It's about, you know, what's going on behind the gates of that base. I mean, one of the charges I was given, one of the more serious ones, is called obstruction of governmental administration. And the way that statute reads, you know, a person is guilty of that if they obstruct the lawful administration of government. Of course, my contention in court was that what the government is doing at that drone base is not lawful. And so, you know, I tried to take apart that statute and have a fair hearing on whether the drone policies and what they're doing there at that base is legal. And, of course, most points along the line there, I was, you know, my defense was shut down because they don't want to engage those questions.
That was Mark Colville, a member of the Catholic Worker Movement and peace activist involved in protest actions against U.S. drone warfare. Learn more about groups opposed to drone warfare by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.